Blog Talk Radio.
Now, the other news that people have focused on lately has to do with notices that some Americans have gotten from their insurance companies suggesting that because of the Affordable Care Act, they may be losing the plan that they bought. Now, while virtually every insurer is offering new, better plans and competing for these folks' business, I realize that can be scary for people if they just get some notice like that. Now, if you have or had one of these plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law, and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed. So we wrote into the Affordable Care Act, you're grandfathered in on that plan. But if the insurance company changes it, then what we're saying is they've got to change it to a higher standard. They've got to make it better. They've got to improve the quality of the plan that they're selling. And that's part of the promise that we made too. That's why we went out of our way to make sure that the law allowed for grandfathering, but if we had allowed these old plans to be downgraded or sold to new enrollees once the law had already passed, then we would have broken an even more important promise, making sure that Americans gain access to health care that doesn't leave them one illness away from financial ruin. So the bottom line is that we are making the insurance market better for everybody.
So I think actually, Candy, that Democratic candidates will be able to run on Obamacare as an advantage leading into the 2014.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now. Now. Now.
You feel that?
Shipmates, welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise. And if you like your freedom, you can keep your freedom. If you like your mayoral power, you can keep your mayoral power. Whoa, wait a minute, whoa, whoa, stop, woohoo, not so fast, whoa, wait a minute. Oh, we just got a red alert news flash here. Oh, let's get on the teletape here. Oh, my goodness. Annapolis Council to consider stripping Republican mayor-elect's power. Imagine that. Oh, my goodness gracious. What? I mean, you get out of here. Because this guy wins an election? You have to take away his own power? Oh, poor little baby. Because a Republican wins the election, you have to take away his power. What the hell? Days after Republican was elected mayor of Annapolis City, council members, you can read great today. Days after a Republican was elected mayor of Annapolis, comma, city council members say they revisit legislation that would strip the mayor's office of much of its power. Well, we can't have that. We can't have Republicans having any power. Well, it's unconstitutional. No, you people are unconstitutional. This is why they are unconstitutional. Because a mayor won an election. A man wins an election, he's a Republican. Well, now because he's a Republican, we have to strip away his power. They got a health care bill they can't seem to figure out how to implement because they didn't take the time to actually, well, construct the bill in a constructive manner. Refused to let Republicans in on any of the discussions. Cram it down your throat in the middle of the night, costing you literally thousands more every year. Now, if you do get sick, you do get some kind of illness, well, Mr. Obama says there's no reason why you should go bankrupt because of a pre-existing condition. Well, what about those pre-existing conditions that you want to help? What about those conditions that come after that you want to help? These people are going to go bankrupt. The out-of-pocket costs are enormous. Well, that would mean you'd have to sell your home. Oh, we got more on that in here, too. I took a peek of my treasure chest here. So a lot of the stuff I don't know, but I did take a peek of it. There's a lot of Agenda 21 coming down the pike, and it's hitting us every single direction. It's everywhere. This isn't paranoia. This is called clairvoyance. When you take all the evidence and you put it together, you take all the pieces of the puzzle and all the pieces fit. Well, that puzzle, it has a picture on it. Well, if you can't tell what that picture is, well, then you have no business in the discussion. Stay at home. Break out the bags of Cheetos. Play with your little Xbox or Sony or whatever the hell those stupid games are. I don't know. Yeah, games are fun. Everybody plays them. I can't figure the damn things out. But if you like them, you want to play them, then play the damn things. Who cares? But you got to get outdoors every once in a while, especially on a beautiful day like it is today. Look at this. The trees are all covered in snow. I love it. It looks like it's stopping now, but I do love the snow. It's beautiful. Good. What happened to global warming? Well, I don't know. Going to be shoveling it here soon as I get off the air here. Shoveling all kinds of global warming that the planet spends over $1 billion a day on something that doesn't exist. Democratic Alderman Ross Arnett of Ward 8, what is that, a prison? Tells the Capitol he will introduce a charter amendment to move Annapolis to a council manager style of government. Oh, no, we can't have, you know, the constitutional style government. No, that's constitutional style government is unconstitutional. We can't have that. No, it doesn't benefit us. We need 60 votes. We only got 51. Okay, we'll change the rules. 51 it is. All right. No problem. It's easy. We got the power. We can do whatever we want. We got a constitution. Come on. Get that petty little thing away from me. Can't have that. The city manager would report directly to the city council, not the mayor. Under Arnett's legislation, the mayor's post would be largely ceremonial. The mayor would retain a single vote on the council. Arnett says the change would stabilize the city's management. Stabilize the city's management? No, it would tyrannize the city's management. I mean, it really goes to show you just how cheap and mentally insecure Democrats really are. I mean, if they're going to go to this kind of length because of a mayor election, I mean, that is pathetic on their part, painted in that you are pathetic. You are petty. You're an imbecile. You are cheap. You are mentally insecure. You lost the election. Get over it. You can't handle losing a little bit of power? Yeah. Maybe, I'm just saying, maybe this guy doesn't want Annapolis to end up looking like Detroit. Just a freaking hunch. Throw it against the wall. I don't know if it's going to stick or not, but I'm, you know, something tells me people can't handle that. These people have no idea what it's like to actually, well, they talk about peace and love, but everything around them is all hate and discontent. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, these are violent people. I mean, that Occupy Wall Street, I'm sorry, but there was lots of rapes. There were stabbings. There were shootings. There were fights. There's never been one stabbing, one shooting, not even one fight at a Tea Party. I don't think there's ever even been an argument at a Tea Party. But yet they're the racists. And they're women haters, even though the majority of them are women, but, you know, I guess these women hate women. And we keep voting these people in, time after time. And I played that Debbie Dum Dum tape there this morning. Democrats are going to campaign on Obamacare? No. They're not campaigning on Obamacare. They're campaigning away from Obamacare. You understand that, little Debbie Dum Dum? Huh, sweetie? They're not running towards Obamacare. They're running away from it. And you? Well, maybe you feel as a DNC, you've got a, you know, you still got your ties there with little Nancy Pelosi, which we haven't heard hide nor hair. Where is she? Where is old Nance? Huh? What happened to you, Nance? Are you sick? Yeah, we're going to have to find out. That girl might be, you know, I mean, she might be trapped under a rock. You need to send out an APB. Look out for her. Where is she? Where is Nancy? Put her on milk cartons. Where is she? Well, I don't know. Obamacare's falling apart? No, yeah, she promised us, yeah. But we just got to pass the thing so we can find out what's in it. Well, you got to hand it to her. She did tell the truth. You can't fault her for lying. She didn't lie. She told you the truth. Unlike our president, who claims that, oh, yeah, we said you can keep it, but, you know, there's clause. Sure, yeah, you can keep it. Keep it right here in your heart. You can remember it forever. Remember that great health care plan we had? God, those were the good old days, weren't they? Oh, man. Remember when we kept our doctor? I mean, he was with us from the time I was born. Remember those days? Those days are gone. You can't even find a doctor in this country that speaks English anymore, for Christ's sakes. I'm not saying because a guy can't speak English doesn't mean that he can't, you know, doctor me up good. But it would be nice to have an intelligent conversation so you can understand what the hell is wrong with you. But when they're speaking that broken crap, how the hell am I supposed to know what this guy's telling me? Telling me I'm supposed to come in for some kind of treatment? I can't make out hiding hair what the hell the guy's saying. I go home thinking everything is everything. Doop-de-doop-de-doo. I'm on the lawn. Next thing you know, I fall over dead because I didn't go out and get treatment because I couldn't understand my freaking doctor's English. Of course, it wasn't English. I don't know what the hell it was. If you're working with the public, you have to speak English. I'm sorry. You don't like it? Well, you know, I don't like a lot of things either. But sometimes you just have to freaking suck them up and get over it. How is anybody supposed to communicate with you when you can't speak our language? I'm sorry. But if I was to move into your country, you damn skippy, I would have to learn your language. Otherwise, how am I supposed to get along? How am I supposed to live? I can't speak your freaking language. I move into some kind of Swahili or some kind of neighborhood of some kind of far-off, distant freaking language. Well, if I'm going to move there, for whatever reason, the point is, it doesn't matter where you move, but if you're going to move there and these people speak a certain language, well, you know, it just, it, you know, it'd behoove of you to learn the damn thing.
My family came over here. They were told, speak German inside the house, and that's it, or in church. But outside, you go to school, you're going to learn how to speak English. We're Americans now. We're not giving up our heritage, but we're Americans. That was the thought process. Now when people come over here, Americans, no, we're not Americans. But then what are you doing here? Well, I'm living here. Oh, I got my free health care and food stamps, and I got everything I need. Government even gives me guns. How about that? Yeah, I got a cartel. Yeah, it's great. I live over there. Yeah, in Mexico, the cartel. I got free guns from the government, and I come over here and get free medical and food stamps, feed all my 29 children from 13 wives. So, beautiful thing. People are stealing money from you and giving it away. What was that guy? Robin Hood. Well, it comes to a point where if you don't like your money given out to people that you don't like for whatever reason, you may not know them, but you may not like that type of person, and you feel that they don't deserve it. Well, that's going to piss you off, right? Something's going to snap in this country, man. I'm telling you, I feel it. It's going to snap. I mean, Richie Incognito can't even have a conversation, a man conversation, a guy conversation with his buddy. Now he's a bully. He loses his job, loses his opportunity to make a living because he had a conversation with his friend, because these people didn't understand the conversation, so they misunderstood it, and Shannon Sharpe, shut up. You were way out of line Sunday, way out of line. Shut up. God, man, what is wrong with you? Don't give me that crap. You never heard that stuff in the locker room. I don't want to hear that crap from you. Shannon Sharpe, shut up. I don't want to hear it. That kind of talk has been going on for time immemorial. And if you don't understand it, then don't criticize it. And Shannon Sharpe, don't act so surprised like you've never heard that before. I don't want to hear that. Oh, that's unacceptable. You can never use that word. Never, never. Just shut up. They have turned this whole Richie Incognito into just a complete, and it's done deliberately. Anything they can do to demonize football, I'm sorry, I don't see football having a bad name. I know there's stupid people in the media who love to say that football has a bad name, but it doesn't. Democrats have a bad name. They have a bad reputation. But see, their name isn't bad because nobody wants to admit it. And if you do, then you're a racist. And if that person happens to be a female Democrat, well, then you're a misogynist. Because you dare to disagree with a female makes you a misogynist. Huh? You libs need to stop jumping to all these freaking conclusions. Maybe if this reporter, should have had a little bit more integrity, but he was out for the scoop. Look, I can understand out for a scoop, but if your scoop is going to hurt people, you need to think about it. Does this person really deserve to be hurt? Did you find out the whole story before you hurt this so-called perpetrator? How do we know that this so-called victim is actually a victim? He might be a victim of his own self. But you can't blame Richie Incognito for it. And you can't get hysterical and set yourself on fire, Shannon Sharpe. You never heard this stuff before. I'm sorry, dude, but come on, man. I just found that unacceptable. I found your comments unacceptable, Shannon Sharpe. This is a whole lot of absolute nothing to do with about nothing. Two friends having a conversation. The guy had no idea this was going on, and this Martin even admitted it. Said it wasn't you guys. It's not you. It's the culture. Well, he couldn't take it for whatever reason. Okay. If this guy was really, it seems to me he's a little bit, you know, mentally unstable. But, you know, I think we all are from time to time, you know. But if he was really so uncomfortable in the locker room, why wouldn't he tell his so-called best friend, Rich Incognito? Dude, man, you're crossing the freaking line. I got no trouble telling my friends they've crossed the line. They got no trouble telling me. Guys know when they cross the line. They got no trouble of admitting, okay, fine, I crossed the line. I'm sorry, dude. It's not a big to-do. We do it every day. But did he do it? No. He left the team because he couldn't hack it. Then obviously somebody in the Miami organization, I don't know if it started with the head coach, if it was this coach, that coach, line coach, whatever coach, how it got up to the owner and this and the general manager and all these people, no red flags came up and said, hey, wait a minute. We know what goes on in the locker room. What's going on here? Wait a minute. Let's find out all the information before we start, you know, releasing people. Before we start hanging people. Before we start setting people on fire and shooting them. Destroying their lives. Let's find out the frickin' truth here. Of all the information that I've heard, all the information that I've seen, coming to my consensus, if I was a jury and I had to, this was the case, this is it, I'm in the jury room, I'm going to say Richie Incognito not guilty. Now, if there's more that we haven't heard of, okay, well, that's something different. But so far, I think we've pretty much got everything that that's... Seems to me, and somebody made this point.
Excuse me for a sec.
I can't remember who the hell it was. But that this Martin is being, he's being, well, somebody's pulling the strings. Somebody's got their hand up his butt and using him as a puppet. That doesn't sound too far from the truth. That I could probably put a couple of chips down on that. If I was in Vegas, I could put some money on that one. There's a lot of shysters out there, and they get a guy that is maybe a little, you know, whatever. Somehow, I don't want to use the word feeble-minded in a negative sense, but I mean, just a little bit on the, you know, the weak-minded area. You know, we're all a little bit weak-minded on certain things from time to time. We have our vulnerabilities. We all have our weaknesses. We're all human. Well, these people, they prey on certain types. Certain sharks prey on certain fish. They love seals. Great whites, they love them big old fat seals. Yeah, those are good. Other fish prey on other fish. Other animals prey on other animals. Well, we're animals. These people prey on other animals. Well, they preyed on him. And he allowed them to eat him. Now they've got a hold of him. They can do anything they want to with the meat. Because that's all he is to them, is meat. He's not a human, he's meat. Not to fill their bellies, but to fill their pockets. Green meat. And that's sad. That is really, 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 really sad. And I think that's what's going to ultimately end up happening. Some shyster with a law degree is out there pushing buttons, trying to turn football into a barbaric sport and must be banned and Christ Almighty, just give them skirts and heels and let them go out there and play in the mud. Put them in bikinis. Come on. How long have we been playing football in this country? Now all of a sudden it's so barbaric? Across the world watch football. They don't seem to have a problem with it. What's next? Baseball? How about hockey? They fight all the time. Let's get rid of them. How about that? How about get rid of hockey? Can't have that. That's too violent. It teaches kids to be violent. We don't want that. Maybe we should teach them to play checkers. What, we are losing every part of our culture for what? Look, I can understand if our culture is well, tyrannic. And we want to go to freedom like we, you know, we did a couple hundred years ago. But I can't understand how you would want to go from free to tyrannic. That it doesn't register with me. My computer does not compute that. It gets the same error message that healthcare.gov gets. Sorry, system is down. It has failed. And they can't see it. And the more rights, the more liberties, and the more freedoms that are taken away from these people, the more they double down on, please give me more. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Whack! Well, there's a lot of people out there that are, well, they're not like that. I'm going to go ahead and, again, I'm in Vegas. I'm going to put my chips down on, say, we are in the majority, not the minority. We may not control the media and let the people know, and that's what it is. I'm sorry, but media is really, it is control. It is tyrannical. They control what, it's propaganda. They control what they want you to hear. NBC News, CBS News, ABC News, they're all the same. You watch them, they have all the same stories. They pull all the same stuff out of the same freaking hat. But at the end, they all got their little powder puff, you know, special interest stories, which make me want to puke. This is a goddamn evening news, for Christ's sakes. Give me news. I don't care about little Susie and her stupid lemonade stand. I'm sorry, honey. You know, your Girl Scout cookies, your lemonade stands, and all this stuff is great. There's nothing wrong with that. You're doing a great job. The local news, that's perfect. The evening news, no. Rome is burning. We don't have time for lemonade stands. I'm just saying. Spend a little more time on the issues that are facing the United States. You only got a half an hour. And 20 minutes of that are stupid drug commercials. Nobody else wants to advertise on the evening news? It's pathetic, and it's disgusting. It's ridiculous, and I'm sick of it. I can't stomach the evening news. Local news, I've never been able to swallow that. That's just pitiful. That's not news. That's just pitifully awful, disgusting, just garbage. It's just puke. Don't even waste your time with it. If you watch the local news, just turn it off. Go find something, well, intelligent to do. I just want to turn on the damn television one time. There's a scandal, there's a problem, there's a war, there's a this, whatever's going on in the news. I just want to turn it on, and I want whoever's telling me what's going on is giving me everything that's going on. I just want that once. I will never get it. We'll never get it. We can demand it, and we can try it, but we'll never get it. Too many people in power, they have to control the message to the masses. Look, your power as president is not power over the people. it's power over just the government, and you don't really have that much real power. This is the problem. People are giving this president far too much power, and they're allowing it to happen. Don't we have a responsible Congress? How can you sit back, Speaker of the House Boehner, and allow this to go on? There are any hearings? Why aren't there any grand jury? Something. The president is violating the Constitution. It's direct. It's obvious. It is clear. It is unquestionable. Whatever adjective you want to use, it's there. If we are to have a responsible government, in order to preserve the freedoms that were granted to us by our Constitution, we need to not only uphold ourselves, but our leaders to that document. Why the president is allowed to just grant himself more and more power every day? Because our leaders in Congress are allowing that, that makes them just as guilty. So if you really wanted to, I mean, if you really, you know, technically, there is a case that could be made that all of Congress, Senate, and the House, and the President, all three branches of government have violated the Constitution and should be removed from office effective immediately. That will never happen, of course. But if you think about it, one could argue that. One could make a legitimate argument. And given a jury, yeah, if you're intelligent, you're going to come up with the right answer. If you're a Democrat, you won't even understand, first of all, what you saw. So it makes no point to even put them on the jury. But if you cannot see, you just take out the Constitution. If you don't have a pocket Constitution, get on the damn internet. You can find a copy of it anywhere. Go to the library. Go to your neighbor. Find it. Go up and down the damn thing. Find out all the look at all the violations that this administration and this Congress and our judicial branch, all three branches of government, the first three articles. There is an argument to be made that all three branches of our government have violated the Constitution to the point where they should be removed effective immediately. Now, how are we going to do that? How are we going to remove everybody from all these positions and then have a vote and start over? That's obviously it'd be impossible. But the point is, the argument could be made and would be won. That's the frickin' point. All right, before I open up my treasure chest here, I went a little bit long. Of course, you know, I have a tendency to do that. It's not my fault. It's just the way I was born. I didn't invent me. It's just the way I am. But I want to talk a little bit about that storm in the Philippines. Yeah, we've all heard the stories that, yeah, that, you know, it was over-exaggerated, but I don't care. I don't think it really matters at this point to all the people that were killed and their families, whether it was a Category 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or frickin' 9, 10. The country is destroyed. That's what matters. The country is destroyed. Whether it's Category 3, 4, 5, whatever. Right now they're estimating at 10,000, which means it's going to be a hell of a lot more than that. How the people that survived is remarkable. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a miracle. It's a miracle that more people weren't killed. You know, and if you're in the Navy, you've been to the Philippines, and if you've been to the Philippines once, which I've been there a lot, it's a place you never forget. It's a wonderful place. We don't go to the Philippines anymore, so if you're in the Navy, you'd miss out now. It's a shame why we don't have a base in the Philippines anymore. That's just me. I think that was taken out by Bill Clinton, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but we should have a base in the Philippines. But in any event, I just, you know, I seen some of the, went back on Google. Of course, it's much different from when I was there, but I seen Max Eyeside Drive, you know, and how it used to be. You see the pictures of how it is now, and it's just, and there's only going to be more and more lives lost, and there's going to be more and more diseases. There's going to be people starving and people, you know, dying. It's just, it's going to be a mess. It's one of those storms. It just happens. Nobody knows why or where or what. But, I mean, you have to, you know, your heart has to go out to these people. You know, we're giving out stuff. A lot of people are giving out, you know, stuff to them. Hopefully the world can come together and, you know, pick these people back up again. And rebuild the Philippines. It's a great place. I loved it. Beautiful islands. There's a million of them. I think there's over, God, I don't know how many islands there are. Little ones, big ones. So anyway, I just want to give, you know, a little shout out to you guys. You know, our prayers and thoughts are with all of you. You know, there is a certain be careful. When you give money to these kinds of charities, make damn sure this is going to go to the place that it's going to go to. There, I hate to bring this up, but there are just, again, shysters everywhere. There are con artists wherever you go. So be careful of who you give your money to make sure that it goes actually to the right people. Red Cross is, you know, so far been relatively reputable. So if you want to donate, you know, check it out first. Give them to the Red Cross. Check them out. I'm sure you can probably find them on the internet and see what you can do to help. Even $5 might just send them over the edge of what they need. So give it a shot. In any event, let me open up my treasure chest here, see if we can strike any gold. Senator Jim Inhofe's son dies in a plane crash. That is very tragic. We'll talk a little bit about that. You know, it's a shame. There's a lot of stuff going on here right now, and, you know, our thoughts and prayers are out with Mr. Inhofe as well, too. Doubling down on stupid, Mr. O'Keefe uncovers more liberal corruption with healthcare.gov. No. Government corrupt? No. Democrats corrupt? No. Come on. No. You big exaggerator, you. Well, we got the proof. I got the evidence. I got it right here. So we're going to play it. Obama using food stamp cash to fund Michelle's Let's Move program. So he's stealing money from food stamps to give to Michelle's Let's Move project, which is trying to get kids from being obese, making them eat cardboard, and they say it tastes like vomit. People still vote for Obama. They love him. I love Obama. Except, uh-oh, we've got poll numbers now that are coming out where they're just plummeting. Next month, it's going to go down even more. Why? Well, there's a new phase of people losing their health care plans, and every month it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Millions upon millions. They're estimating 100 million, anywhere from, what, 80 or 70 to 120, 130. Okay, these estimates, I mean, I don't know. These people are pulling the numbers out of their asses. I don't know. But whatever they're estimating, you know it's going to be more. Anything the CBO estimates, I mean, you know, if it benefits something that you know, the numbers are going to be different. You cannot trust the government's numbers is the point. I have yet to be able to trust this administration. Anything that comes out of their mouths, I cannot believe. I have to hold it suspect. You watch these White House press briefings. I mean, I can't believe a damn thing's coming out of Carney's mouth. But yet, we're going to take money out of food stamps, and we're going to give it into Michelle's failing Let's Move program, which will not stop kids from being obese. What are these liberals are so hung up on this obesity kick for? I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with recognizing that you have fat children and to do something. But to force people to do it is the problem. That's never going to work. When you force people to do something, they're going to naturally rebel. You want to get these fat kids to stop eating Cheetos and McDonald's and all this crap and sitting around doing nothing and not exercising, not having fun outside, playing video games, shoving bags of Doritos and Oreos down their gullets? Well, you have to talk, but you can't force them. You force them, they're naturally going to rebel, especially when you serve them a food that the kids say, Miss Obama, tastes like vomit. You don't eat that, Michelle. Judging by the size of your little caboose, or large caboose, I should say, you don't eat that. You're not slim and trim there, sweetheart. Not for nothing. I mean, you're not, you know, obese, you know, sloppy, disgusting obese. But you got a couple of pounds back there. I'll just go ahead and say that. Now, there's nothing wrong with trying to eat healthy. There's nothing wrong with promoting kids to eat healthy. I commend you, Mrs. Obama, for that. And I do agree with you on that. Yeah, there are a lot of fat kids out there. Yeah, there is something that we can do. Well, we can educate our kids. But we don't force them. You cannot force a parent how to raise their child. That's not your position. It's not your decision to make. You want to promote eating healthy? That's great. The more people promote it, well, the more people are going to, well, listen to it and take heed. But to force it down people's throat, there's no excuse for that. You're not going to win that argument, Mrs. Obama. And you're costing the taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. And you're taking food out of people's mouths, which you love to give out free food stamps. Well, now, oh, no, you don't deserve it anymore. We're taking it out. We're going to give it to these kids. We're going to feed them cardboard and lettuce. We're going to starve them to death. You do need calories as a kid. I'm sorry. It's when you get older and you're no longer growing that you need to start worrying about the calories. But if you got kids that are fat, okay, well, yeah, parents should take a little bit, you know, but what difference does it make? It's their kids. If they don't mind their kid being fat, the kid doesn't mind being fat, why the hell should you care about the kid being fat? I don't care. I'm going to judge that kid on the content of his freaking character. If he's a brat, I don't care if he's fat or not. He's a brat. But if he's a good kid, I could care less if he's fat or not. He's a good kid. Concentrate on that, Mrs. Obama. Why don't you go into your neighborhood of Chicago there and concentrate on those kids shooting each other? Forget about the fat kids in the suburbs. Go to the inner city where all the kids are shooting each other. Your neighborhood, Mrs. Obama. Why don't you do that? That'll be a hell of a lot more constructive than taking food stamps away to pay for a program that nobody wants. And it's stupid and it doesn't work. And it's none of your goddamn business. You're not their parent. Stay out of their lives. It's not your job. It's not your decision to make, Mrs. Obama. It's not your husband's decision to make. It's not Congress's decision to make. It is the parents' decision and the parents' decision to make only. That word only, which means you are excluded. State Obamacare exchanges enroll 3% of target. Uh-oh. 3% of the target, which their target is, you know, small amount. You know, first month and all, you know. They barely get 3%. And it's still not working, and it's never going to be working by November 30th. We were promised everything by November 30th. Well, you knew as soon as they came out with an exact date, they were going to have to talk that one back. I wonder what kind of clause. Yeah, we said it's going to be done by November 30th, but the website can't change at all. If it does, well, then it's going to be longer. We told you. And I grandfathered it in. You were grandfathered. Yeah, oh yeah, you were grandfathered. And we wrote it specifically in the bill. You didn't know that? Yeah. Yeah, we grandfathered you right in there. Boy, yeah, we had it written right there in that bill. You were grandfathered. But they changed it. So, well, you're out. But there you are. You're right there. You've been grandfathered. Yeah, right there. There's the bill. Yeah. Look at you right there. Look at you all sitting there smiling and all right there in that health care bill. Right there. Right there you are. You've been grandfathered. Says it right there. So I didn't lie. Interior Secretary says Obama may bypass Congress on monuments. Now I'm going to talk about this, monuments. We're going to get to this. I run off at the mouth all the time. But this Obama, what I was talking about, Agenda 21, that's exactly what the hell this is. All they want to do is, well, let's get into it. Let me get going here. I go long all the time. I know. TSA gives wrong boarding pass to the flyer. So here this guy gets a boarding pass and somebody else goes on a plane, flies all over the damn place, I guess. We'll find out what happened. But it doesn't matter if he got on the plane or not. The point is, he got somebody else's boarding pass. The guy goes up there and says, hey, man, I want to go fly. Oh, no, you already left on an earlier flight. What are you talking about? Here I am. Here's my ID and all this. Oh, yeah. Well, they gave him a, you know, $300 credit. But the point is, the TSA did this. And you want to give these people a friggin' gun? Look, if you're going to have a TSA, you need to have a responsible. You need to get ex-military people in there, ex-police people in there. You need to get professionals in there, for Christ's sakes. You can't get some fat schmo off the frickin' street, picking his nose, scratching his ass, walking in with a job interview, shirt's all untucked. He's an idiot. He can barely read. I'm exaggerating, but I'm trying to prove a point. The TSA is a responsible job. It's not just, I mean, come on. I mean, this is a responsible job. This is a big job. You need professionals in there. That's the point. Well, anyway, let's get going here. Mr. Inhofe's son dies in a plane crash. Let's find out what happened here. Source close to Mr. Inhofe has confirmed that his son, Perry Inhofe, was on board a plane that crashed near Owosso, Oklahoma. Owosso? Never heard of it. Perry Inhofe was killed in the crash. I guess he was the only one. He was a doctor. Of orthopedic surgeon in Tulsa. So that is a shame. Our thoughts and prayers go out to you, Mr. Inhofe, for the loss of your son. Tulsa International Airport said that the pilot of the plane issued an alert at 3:45 p.m. Sunday asking for immediate assistance. The plane crashed 5 miles north of the airport. Authorities said that the plane crashed around 4 p.m. in a wooded area. Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers confirmed on Sunday that one person died in the crash and that obviously was Mr. Inhofe's son. So, again, Mr. Inhofe, our thoughts and prayers out to you for the loss of your son. And now we double down on stupid once again. not a very nice segue there, but this O'Keefe fella, we've all seen him all the time, and he dresses up with his little girlfriend there. You know, she's a hooker and catch an acorn. This guy's good. He goes out there. He's not afraid to go out there and get the dirt, man. According to Ms. Feinstein, see, he's not a real journalist. Even though he goes out and uncovers real news, but because he's not employed by a government-mandated news organization, he's not a real journalist. He's not real. But even though the information that he gives out is real, the truth that he uncovers is real. But he's not a real journalist. Look, just because you're not employed by a government-mandated agency does not mean that you're not a broadcaster of any kind. Doing it, you're doing it. Then that's what you are. Human beings have the right. People, citizens of this country, Americans, have the right to deliver the news to anyone that they want, any time that they want. They do not need to be mandated by the government and certainly do not need to be approved by you, Ms. Feinstein. I can't stand people like her. I can't stand people who, these are the bullies. Ms. Feinstein, you're a bully. These are the real bullies, not incognito. No, you, Ms. Feinstein, you are the bully. Mr. Obama, you are the bully. Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, you are the bullies. You force crap down people's throats against their will. But then you don't have enough competence, well, to draft it properly to make it work. And then you lie to get it implemented. First of all, you lie to get it voted in, and then you lie to get it implemented. But where are they? Where is old Nance? Haven't heard of her for a long time. I hope she's doing all right. Hope she's not sick. That'd be horrible. That'd be devastating. She's got a cold. Maybe she's, you know. I mean, I got allergies, but I'm still here. I can't even freaking breathe. I haven't breathed since August, for Christ's sakes. Thank God I got that Obamacare. I can go out and get a free abortion now. That'll clear my sinuses. That'll take care of my allergies. So this O'Keefe goes and uncovers more liberal corruption. So this guy, he goes up there. They're acting like they're wanting to get information on Obamacare, and they want to talk to one of these navigators. So they find this place, and they got this lady that comes up. And he says, yeah, I want to get, sign up for this Obamacare because the website's down and yada, yada, yada. But I got some questions I got to ask. She goes, well, I'll give it a try. I see I haven't finished my training yet. And they're laughing. And that's funny. That's funny to her. She hasn't finished her training yet. That's funny. What I have a problem with is, why is she even there? If she's not ready to go, she shouldn't be on the floor. She shouldn't be talking to people. Now, when you get a new job, like, say, in sales or anything where you have to deal with the public, well, they just don't throw you out to the frickin' lions. No. You got to be trained first before you – every job I've ever had that I've had to deal with the public. I've done collections. I've worked at several banks. Sold plans, sold different banking, different kinds of accounts. I've done all kinds of leasing. I've done all kinds of financing, insurance. So anything with numbers, I've had a lot of experience with. Well, I couldn't go out to the public, even in sales. I've done a lot of sales too. I couldn't go out in the public and greet their customers unless I've been properly trained in how they conduct their frickin' business. That's the point. These people should not be even talking to people. There is no excuse why these navigators are even looking at people at this point. Don't even look at them. Turn your head. You don't deserve to look at them yet. You haven't finished your training. You go back and you finish it. You know what the hell you're doing. And then you can come out here and we'll introduce you to people. But no, they let them come out there. Well, I can't answer any of your questions, but yes, they do. This guy is going to be able to give these people all this information, all their personal bank account information. Oh, yeah, well, they've had a bad, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, no, we don't anticipate anybody stealing anybody's information. No, no. Really? Identity thieves love when people make comments like that. They love it. That's a job opening to them. God, you people are idiots. They haven't finished their training. They shouldn't even be talking to people. But yet they want to dump more money into the program to get it implemented. Well, you got people that can't answer any questions because they haven't been trained. They can't sign people up. You got to go to the website. Nothing works. Even if all the technical stuff was to work, the bill itself doesn't work. It's not an act. It's a bill. Until it is completely implemented and it is working and working properly, it's not an act. It's a bill. It's a pile of crap is what it is, and it's costing the country trillions of dollars. This is going to cost the country much more than what the stupid CBO says it's going to cost. Oh, $1 trillion, now it's two, now it's five. So let's go ahead and let's play. This is cut number one. This is Mr. O'Keefe talking about it. So we got four cuts here. So go with cut number one. Go.
The National Urban League.
Enroll America, a 501c3, told us all about the recipients of Navigator grants in federally facilitated and state partnership marketplaces. So we decided to investigate some of the navigators in Dallas, Texas.
If I came here, that you guys can print it out for me and I can mail it in because the website is down.
Okay. So you need a...
I think it's like two or three. Yes, ma'am. And if you could walk me through some of the things, because I have some questions on it.
I'm hoping. I have not finished my training yet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Well, I'm hoping I can answer your questions, but, you know, I haven't finished my training yet. Now, what the hell is your fat, floppy ass doing here in the first place? Good God. No, there's no excuse for that. This is about people's lives. This isn't funny. There is not one goddamn thing funny about this. This is about people's lives. This is about their health care. This is also about their personal banking information going out to these bozos. This is our government. Our government is responsible for this. Now, all these people get their identity stolen. The government's not going to pay that out. They're not going to fix that. Well, oops. You know, we knew we had problems and we were still testing, but, you know, it's one of them things, you know. Some people live, some people die, you know. So then they go on and now they're starting to coach this guy. On financial matters. This woman hasn't finished her training yet. Yet she's a financial advisor. So don't get in trouble, by declaring that now. Oh no. So I wonder if she was some kind of financial advisor. Maybe she worked for this administration in the Secretary of the Treasury Department. Secretary of the Treasury Department. The Treasury Department? I wonder if that's what she was. I wonder if she had a job on Wall Street. Huh. She seems to know her financial advice, though. So let's go ahead and let's listen to cut number two. Go ahead. Go.
But our cameras caught the navigators encouraging us to lie about our income and deceive the IRS to receive more Obamacare subsidies.
I'm a college student, but I work for the university. I do, like, you know, stuff there, and then I do stuff on the side.
Okay.
So
you got combined W-2s?
No, because the other stuff I do is, like, barber, or I'll go and, you know, clean houses and things like that, just to get extra money on the side. But I never filed that type of stuff on my taxes.
How long are you supposed to file a percentage of it?
A percent.
Yeah, when you're making money on a cash basis.
Okay.
Don't get yourself in trouble by declaring it now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It didn't happen, and there was more laughter at the end of that. See, it didn't happen. So this she's giving out free financial advice now. Telling you how to screw the government, how to screw the IRS. And speaking of which, with the IRS, she warns you about the IRS. So go ahead and go with this one. She warns this guy then that the IRS will come after him and audit him. So go ahead. Go with number three.
Cool.
Yeah, because that's what you have records showing.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you show more than that, you open yourself up to an audit.
For them going back.
Because the IRS will be... has access to this information.
Okay.
So that's how they determine what your
eligibility
is.
Okay.
Now, who was that other person in the background there is what I'd like to know. Was that the coach, the navigator trainer? She's back there coaching. Eligibility. Yeah, eligibility. That's the word I was looking for. So who was that other person in the background? So now they got two navigators caught on camera. I wonder what the government's going to, this administration's going to say about this. Well, nothing. You see, because this O'Keefe, well, he's not a real journalist. We don't pay attention to, you know, that mock journalism. Nah, we don't pay attention to any of that. He's not real. We're not going to comment on that. But yet, he caught your navigators lying, like you do. I guess, you know, if it's okay for the president to lie, then it's certainly got to be okay for his navigators to lie, right? I mean, if the president can do it, then I can do it. Why not? So watch out for that IRS. Now, this next cut, this is the most disturbing cut of this clip. You can see it on YouTube. I think it's about 10 minutes long or whatever. But this one is the most disturbing to me. It's very disturbing that these people, these navigators, have no freaking idea what they're doing. They're out there lying to people, giving them bogus information, wrong information, illegal information. These customers are giving out private information to these so-called navigators. I don't think for a second that information is not going to be used against the customer. These navigators are going to be walking out with new TVs, new clothes, new shoes, cars. Oh, they're going to be living high on the hog. Now, that is absolutely disturbing. But what makes it even more disturbing is this is all a plan. And it doesn't matter to these people how they get this, the ends justify the means. No. No, sometimes it is how you get there. Sometimes it isn't. In this case, when you're dealing with human lives, lots of them, 300 and some odd million of them, American, free American citizens, this is the wrong road, the wrong path we're going down. Liberals are only interested about winning the argument. They're not interested in the issue. They don't care whether their plans help you or not. It's the fact that they want it against a Republican. That's all that this is about. Just winning against a Republican. And if a Republican does happen to win, then we strip their powers. because we can't have a Republican mayor. So we're going to strip his powers. Yeah, that's constitutional. Do you think the state of Maryland would jump in, the governor? Nah. I don't know who it is, but I'm sure he's a liberal, two-panty-wearing, snot-nosed, bratty liberal. I think the people that voted for him need to step in and vote out the city council. If those people in Annapolis are truly responsible and they believed in their vote, they've got a duty to do this. They've got an obligation, a responsibility to now vote out the city council who's trying to take away your vote. He's telling you, this city council, the city council there in Annapolis, they're not stripping away the power of him. They're stripping the power away from you. They're not taking any power away from the mayor. They're taking the power away from you. You're the one who voted him in. That's your power. They've taken your power away by stripping his power away because they're saying, well, you made the wrong decision by voting for the wrong candidate. They've taken away your power in Annapolis. So all you people that voted for this mayor, it's time for you to stand up, do your obligation, do your responsibility, do your duty, and remove your city council. Taking away your power, your vote. You need to fight them back. Don't just push them. You push them till they're down and then you kick them. That's just me. But anyway, back to this. Most disturbing. This is about Battleground, Texas. It's a big, huge, giant liberal organization designed specifically to turn Texas blue. And they got no trouble at telling you that, too. And they say the words. We are here to turn Texas blue. It's unfortunate, but they are doing it. They are making some headway. Governor Perry, you need to do what you can down there in Texas to fight back. All you Texans, you need to fight back. Don't let these bullies take away your power, your right to vote. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're taking away your power in Texas. Your power to vote, your voting power. You don't have the power of thought, the power of your mind anymore. You can't make your own decision. And if you do stray off of the reservation and do go ahead and actually make your own decision, well, then we're going to strip that away from you because you made the wrong decision. And that's exactly what's happening in Texas right now. This is something happening all over the country. This disease, this virus, and it is a virus. It is, liberalism is a disease. It is a virus. It's airborne. It needs to be conquered. It needs to be eradicated. Cannot afford to lose Texas. This country cannot afford to lose Texas, period. And this is happening right now. Right this very moment. This is something we have to fight this. We have to fight this. So let's go ahead. Let's listen to cut number 4 and get ready to get just violently ill with what you're hearing. So go ahead, cut number 4. Go.
Does Battleground, Texas have planned?
And we do have some outside money coming in. There's a group called Battleground, Texas that has been funded by national money.
My name is Adrienne Bell.
Adrienne Bell, okay.
I'm with Battleground, Texas, and we are Democratic organization.
I am.
Battleground, Texas is a political action committee.
If you've never heard of Battleground, Texas, we are new to the state. And we were started by President Obama's national field director.
And their purpose, in simple terms, is to turn Texas blue.
Okay. So we're a grassroots organization dedicated to turning Texas blue.
Yeah.
And turning Texas into a battleground state.
If we can change that, we can change the course of elections pretty drastically.
Now, Battleground Texas has a...
Exactly. Exactly what they're going to do. Change the course of directions drastically. Which is exactly what this country can no longer afford. We can't afford you liberals anymore. Okay? Started by President Obama's national field director. What the hell is a national field director? Of course this was started by Obama. He's a community organizer. He's got all kinds of community organizations out there. They use his name. Yeah, he says, okay, yeah, go ahead, do it. He loves this stuff. All they're doing is stealing more and more money out of the taxpayers. There's not going to be any more taxpayers left. So how are you going to pay for all this stuff? There's not going to be any taxpayers left. Taxpayers left, there's no tax coming in. Then what? Well, we're not going to get to that point because this country will be Detroit before we ever come close to that. And that's their point. They are full steam ahead. They're not concerned with this botched rollout. They have no concern in their voice. I didn't hear that with that interview with Chuck E. Cheese Todd. I didn't hear any sorrow in his voice. He just had to go out there and make the speech. He said it. All right. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, you're going to lose it, but, you know, what are you going to do? They don't care. And the more they screw up, well, the more, well, no, we didn't, no. The more they lie. And these lies are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, the American people are sick and tired of this stuff. I know we got some more stuff coming up on Benghazi here, but I'm sorry, but this is too late. This should have been done a long time ago. And we should have demanded immediately Congress speak to the survivors, for Christ's sakes. That should have been, those survivors should have, Congress should have been at least briefed on the survivor stories a long time ago. The country should have. Why weren't there CNN and NBC and all these special reports where they got all these survivors in Benghazi telling you what happened? How come we didn't have any of those? Huh? How many interviews did we have with 9/11 of people that were there? That was a terrorist attack, just as Benghazi was. How many interviews did they cover with all the people that were there, that witnessed it, were part of it? Lots of them. How come we didn't have anything with Benghazi? I wonder why. Huh? None of the survivors were allowed to talk. I wonder why. Furious. Have we gotten anything with that yet? No. The IRS? Well, yeah, you know, it never should have happened. Nobody was fired. A couple people resigned, still able to keep their pension on your money. This stuff is going to blow up. And if we don't burst the bubble, they're going to burst it. If they burst it, we're Detroit. If we burst it, we're free. So think about it. Un-freaking believable. Texas cannot turn blue. That would be devastating to this country. That, I think, Texas turns blue. I think that would set shockwaves throughout this country and something would burst. But Obama now is using food stamp cash to fund Michelle Obama's Let's Move program. As you dig into your butterball with all the trimmings this Thanksgiving, remember that millions of famished school kids around America may be forced to forego classic turkey and chow down instead on vegan black bean patties and organic La Cavora quinoa salad. What the frig is that? What is that? I've never heard of it. What are you talking about? Oh, all right. I'm told by my first mate here how to pronounce the damn thing, but I can't pronounce it. Locavore quinoa is what it looks like. I don't care what it is. If it ain't meat, I'm not eating it. It's Thanksgiving. We eat turkey. Why? Well, it's a tradition. If you don't want to eat turkey, fine. Don't eat the damn bird. Eat something else. Just shut up and eat. That's the point. Give thanks for the food that you have. Give thanks for anything that you have. Doesn't matter what it is. If you're thankful that you have something, then you give thanks for it. And then you eat. Then you watch football. Then you eat. Then you watch football. Then you eat. That's the point of the day. You're giving thanks for something that you have, being around your family, being around friends. Having food is a day of just being thankful for what you have. Now, I think anybody can do that. Now, if you're so upset with America, you know, oh, I can't celebrate Thanksgiving because we were mean to Indians. Well, then you're missing the goddamn point. And don't celebrate the day, then. You're missing the whole point of the day. Yes, it was started with, you know, our first meal that we had with the Indians. And, you know, we were prosperous and figured out how to plant stuff. We did this, we did that, figured out how to live. And it was a great, glorious day. There's nothing wrong with celebrating that day and remembering that day where we came together, finally figured out how to live and ate. But it's also something much more bigger than that. Define what it is, what it means within you. Yeah, we got people can tell you about, you know, the first meal, the Indians, and you're giving thanks. And this. You have to find what it is within you. What are you thankful for? That's what it really boils down to. Because, you know, that was, you know, 400 years ago. We can't relive that. We have to be thankful for what we have here now, not for what we have in the past. What we have thankful for now is getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller every day. So I guess what I said about going in the past, I guess I was wrong. We do need to go back in the past. We do need to celebrate our past. 4th of July actually means something. I know to liberals it just means, well, the banks are closed and we get a barbecue. Why freedom is such a toxic word in this country anymore is mind-boggling to me. And how people think by promoting this that they're doing something good for people. What do they get at the end of it? What is like Matt Lauer and all these people that promote all this liberalism? Chris Matthews. What do they get out of it? Do they get a special, you know, do they get a kickback from the government for getting tingly feelings up their legs? I mean, what? What do they get out of it? I know what I get out of talking about what I'm talking about. I'm trying to get some freedom out of it. That's my goal. So on November 1st, sizable cuts were gouged into the federal food stamp program, or as now it's called SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Gee, that's clever. Which feeds 47.6 million people, or nearly 1 in 6 Americans. In the city, 1.9 million folks get the bulk of their Jell-O and Campbell's soup from stamps. But news has spread among the poor that it wasn't heartless Republicans who triggered the cuts. Rather, some of the food stamp cash was snatched to pay for Michelle Obama's pet project, Let's Move. Uh-oh. Maybe that's why Homeland Security has been stocking up on the bullets and guns. All these cities are practicing all these riots. That's what it is. They did. That article was correct. These people are bucking up for well, you all remember what happened in Greece when they finally decided to pull some austerity measures. Remember what happened in Greece? Well, that's going to happen here. Chicago, what's left of Detroit, Washington, D.C., that one's going to blow up. Quite possibly New York. It's come to this. Some 76 million meals a year will vanish from this city. Poof. Partly because the president diverted money from SNAP to the First Lady's signature program, part of her Let's Move anti-obesity initiative. The Bean Sprout Heavy $4.5 billion Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act. They love to just spend those billions, don't they? Just spend billions more, we'll make it work. Just go out and spend. But what do we buy? What? Don't worry about it. Just spend it. Make sure it goes away, and then it'll work. And if we need more, we'll just tax more. It's not a problem. No big deal. We'll blame it on Republicans. Not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Just go out and spend. Have a good night. Have a good time. Yeah, go on vacation. I don't care. Buy a new car. Go to Hawaii. The rest of the $5 billion annual food stamp cuts were taken when 2009 stimulus funds dried up. They all dried up. That's it. Care woes stealing the oxygen in Washington. There's little urgency to replace dandelion greens served on recyclable trays with family-friendly buttered mashed potatoes. Well, how did this happen? Well, let's find out. Hunger activists are livid. They're livid. In fact, the cuts will bring no less than civil unrest, according to the head of the food bank for New York City. That's what we're going to get. Well, don't worry about it. They can have all the civil unrest they want because Homeland Security is prepared. They've got all the bullets and all the guns. So they got plenty of bullets, plenty of guns, plenty of ammunition. We got hand grenades, and we got tanks, body armor, and tear gas. Don't worry about it. We're ready to go. Bring on that riot. We love them. Yeah. So if you look across the world, she goes on to say, riots always begin typically the same way, when people can't afford to eat food versus eating what? Can't afford to eat food. What the hell else are they going to eat? It's an idiot. Marguerite Purvis, food bank president and CEO. It's a dummy. We were told, you know, by the president that these cuts would not happen, she said. Oh, here's another one. Finally realizes, well, the president said, but he said, damn it. Well, guess what there, sweetheart? And you believed it. So zip it. An administration source told me the president wants to fund SNAP and healthy lunches in the latest budget, both of which he finds important. But getting it past Congress seems unlikely. Uh-oh. So looks what's going to have to happen. Obama's going to have to, well, he's going to have to take the law into his own hands here and just get her done. The great food grab began in 2010. When President Obama, with his wife, and U.S. Department of Agriculture honchos at his side, signed the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act. At the time, he admitted taking cash from one pocket to feed the other, of course. That's how things are done. Just take from the rich, feed to the poor. Actually, it's more like take from the middle class and feed my pocket. That's their motto. That's what it really boils down to. At the end of the day, when all the lights are off, that's what happens. They're stealing money from the middle class and putting it right in their pockets. They do it very cleverly, but they still do it nevertheless. And you vote for it. So all you Democrats out there, don't bitch, piss, and moan and complain to me about a damn thing. I don't want to hear it. You voted for it, you asked for it, you got it, shut up and deal with it. Some of the funding for the lunch program comes from rolling back temporary increases in food stamp benefits. I'm committed to working with Congress to restore these funds in the future. Part of the problem is that the food stamp program has grown like wildfire under Obama to $80 billion last year, with more than 70% increase recipients just in 2008. So how many of these people really do need the help? Do we really need that much help? And if so, we got, we don't need this, we shouldn't be concentrating on this health care business. We want to give people health care. We should have concentrated on getting them a friggin' job. Oh, but I want to go back to work, continue fighting for the middle class and building the economy and getting people jobs. I got that jobs bill, and I just want Congress to pass it. What the frig is a jobs bill in the first goddamn place? It's nothing. Congress doesn't create jobs. Government doesn't create jobs. That's not their role. They can't do it. It's not part of it. That's not their function. The only jobs that government creates are government jobs, which that's not private sector jobs. Those aren't real jobs. Those are government jobs. If we're going to build the economy, we need to create private sector jobs. We don't need any more government jobs. Enough with the government jobs. We need to take away a lot of government jobs. Put these people back in the private sector where they belong. Take them out of the government. We can't afford them. But no, we vote for more of it. We got to have more of it. Got to have more. More government. More government. The answer to everything, just more government. Oh, you got jock itch? Well, get more government. Yeah, no problem. You need a free abortion? Well, we got more. We got plenty of government for you. And it's free now. Agenda 21 and sustainable development. We've all heard this before. We all know what the hell this is about. We all know that the government doesn't want you in with Agenda 21 to have any private land. You don't own the land. The government owns the land. Well, they don't really own it. The animals own it. The government is just in charge of the land, and they will determine what parts of that land that you can live on, what parts that you can go on. You go outside of these little sectors that they have set up. Well, you're into the animal territory, and you will be severely punished. They want to put everybody on these giant skyscrapers, try to cram thousands of people into a one-square lot. I don't want to live around that many people. I don't like that many people. I don't want to be around that many people. Screw them. I don't know. Go away from me. That's too many people. I love city life. You got to get away every once in a while, but to live that close on top, no, that's too much. In New York City, you can get up, you can move, you can go around, you can kind of breathe a little bit in New York City, even though everything is on top of everything, but you still got a little bit of breathing room. What they want to happen, there's not going to be any breathing room. One tiny little area is going to have everything that you need. You got all your shopping, you got all your stores, you got everything that you need. You don't need to go out of this little sector. It's where you live, where you work, where you play. You can go into other sectors, but you're not allowed. But you got to be like on a train kind of a thing, so you're not really feeling the open air. I don't know how they're going to actually try to finally complete this. It's going to have to be a lot of people, lose their lives. There just isn't enough room to do what they're trying to do. But they're going to try it anyway. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to load up and buy up as much land as they possibly can. Why? Well, so you can't have it. Yes, I do understand for national parks and all that. I get it. I understand it. Some national parks, there are probably national parks out there that probably parks out there that should be a national park, but are they? Well, it's debatable. Let's get into this. San Francisco Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, oh, she's a real jewel, all right, too, says she will recommend that that President Obama act alone, if necessary, to create new national monuments and sidestep a gridlock Congress that has failed to address dozens of public land bills. Jewell said that the logjam on Capitol Hill has created a conversation backlog, and she warned that the Obama administration would not hold its breath forever, waiting for lawmakers to act. Yeah, that Obama administration, they're not going to hold their breath forever. Boy, they're going to... The president will not hesitate, Jewell said in an interview. I can tell you that there are places that are ripe for setting aside with tremendous groundswell of public support. The way they sell it, yeah, you can always get somebody to buy anything if you sell it properly. Doesn't mean you're going to have what you thought you ordered delivered, but you were sold. Congress has not added any acreage to the National Park or Wildlife or Wilderness System since 2010. Oh. Jewell blamed ramped up rhetoric in Washington. Ooh, it's always that rhetoric. Everything that comes out of these people's mouths is rhetoric. But yet, they want to fight against the rhetoric. Rhetoric. You are the rhetoric. She said the appetite for preserving American history. Oh, God. Ooh, I'm glad I'm not a president. I would never be able to read the stupid teleprompter. So I guess I can understand why the president would make stupid things. But a Navy corpsman? No. That one, no. I don't understand that one. And he said it three times. After you said it wrong the first time, like I did, I recognized that I screwed up, and I said, hey, wait a minute, stop. I screwed it up. See, that's what it takes. That's what a president needs to do. Stand up, hey, I lied. I screwed up. Now I got to fix it. Well, how are you going to fix it? Now you got Kathleen Sebelius. Oh, yeah, well, we've got this stuff on the back burner here, and we're gonna get to it. It's on the list here. We're going to get it done. But what are you going to do? How can you do it? These people have no insurance. They don't have any insurance because their insurance policy was canceled because of your stupid bill. And they don't have any insurance because they can't get on a goddamn website. And if they do, they can't afford it. What did these people accomplish? You see, Mr. McCain and Mr. McConnell, Mr. King, you see why that, would we shut the government down? Well, we didn't shut the government down. But when the government was shut down, that was the perfect time to fight. There was very few people at that time that did have their policies taken away. But every month it's going to get more and more and more and more and more. So the time to fight was then. This is what happens, like I said before. This is exactly what happens when you don't fight the fight right away. Now the fight gets bigger, and you can't win the fight now. Now you repeal it, now what? What are these people going to do now? Where are they going to get insurance? Well, we can only hope and pray the insurance companies will take them back. But that's what really needs to happen. And if we don't act now, do an emergency congressional hearing and repeal Obamacare, period. But don't give me no more goddamn delays. Delay what? I don't want to wait till next year to go through this same crap again. It needs to be repealed. Remember I've been talking about all everybody snapping? You know, something's going to happen. I can feel it in the air. Well, now there's a thing called preppers. And these are people that are preparing. You know, we've always had people that have always, you know, in McCarthy area, people were prepping for, you know, bombs. Everybody had bomb shelters. And, you know, kids would practice, you know, hiding under their desks. I mean, but this is something different. This isn't about of a foreign enemy. This is about a domestic enemy. That's why this is real, and that's why this is getting more and more. And it's getting bigger and bigger. And don't think for one second that this country is not going to snap. We can't. We are being pulled too far on both ends. Something's going to snap. It has to. It can't go on like this forever. Unless we surrender. Which I'm not surrendering. Now, I don't give a damn if I'm the only person in this country that will not comply. Then fine, I will not comply, period. Makes me a rebel, I'm a rebel. I don't care. Makes me a criminal, fine, I'm a criminal. I don't care what name you give me. But I'm not going to comply to this. So there's people out there now that are prepping. They've got more and more Americans are spending more and more money. Getting ready for an uncertain future. Unlike a nuclear bomb, this is different because this affects, well, everybody, and it affects them personally. It affects their lives, affects their money, affects their health, affects their families, the well-being of their families. That's why you have people are now, they're gathering foods, they're gathering, you know, waters and tools and camping equipment. And they're getting all this stuff, you know, survival stuff. They can smell it. This is nature taking over. This is animals, you know, like animals can sense, you know, a hurricane coming or a storm coming or whatever. This is exactly the same thing. Human beings are sensing there is something about to happen, and that's exactly what is going to happen. Something is going to snap. How many more Detroits do we really need? And if we did have all these Detroits, you would need people. That's exactly what would happen. The only people that would survive are the people, well, survive out in the wilderness. Certainly can't survive in the city. There isn't a city. It's destroyed. This stuff is real. This isn't paranoia. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm reading it. These people are worried. They've got these shows out there now. People buying all this stuff, preppers now. But they're also not just buying up, they're not just buying up camping equipment and all this stuff. Ammunition and crossbows. But seed banks, beehives, financial planning. These are people, they know what is, not only are they going to have to learn how to survive, well, quite possibly in the wilderness, but they're going to have to learn how to survive in the city. They're going to need financial help. There's not going to be any money. People are scared. Wall Street, it's booming right now, but I'm not so sure I buy it. But as soon as it goes up high, you know what happens. They get it up high, and everybody sells out, gets their money, and it drops. So up and down, up and down. But the point is, people in this country are scared. We do not know what the future is. We are very frightened of what the future is. We've seen what the present is. We've seen where we were in the past. We now know where we are in the present. And we are scared to death of the future. People are preparing for doomsday. I hate to use that word doomsday, but it's not really doomsday. But it is doomsday. The idea of America will be lost. That's doomsday to me. A constitution is only words on a paper that's not followed. All three branches of government have failed to follow this Constitution. We do, as citizens, whether we can actually get it done or not, we do have a legitimate argument that all three branches of government have violated the Constitution and should be removed from office effective immediately. That'll never happen. It would be complete chaos. Then we're going to get all these people. Well, we're going to have to do it piece by piece, piecemeal it. You get into the voting booth. If they're a Democrat, you vote them out. If they're a Republican, you vote them out. If they're conservative, and doesn't matter whether they're Republican or not, they think clearly, you vote for them. If they believe in following the Constitution, you vote for them. If they believe the government should be fiscally responsible and stop wasting taxpayers' money on their pet projects that the American people don't want, don't need, and can't afford, you vote for them. You got a candidate that wants to stay the hell out of your life and let you live it on your own, you vote for them. That's called a responsible vote. Voting across party lines is not a responsible vote, even though you have to do it. Now, there is not one responsible Democrat you can vote for. And it's unfortunate, but there's getting very, very, very few and far between responsible Republicans anymore. Well, that's our fault. We have voted this in. We have allowed this to happen. Well, we need to allow it to stop. We have to stop it. We are in control. We are the driver. This is our ship, and we are holding the helm in our hands. We are turning the ship around. That's our job. We can't expect these guys to turn themselves around. We have to do it. But if we're going to be like Virginia, get it done. Do you want to be a Virginia? All the coal mines are all gone. There's not going to have any jobs anymore. Virginia's going to be a Detroit. Do you want to be a Detroit? Is that it? You want to be a Detroit? You want to live in a place of ruins? You want to have no money? You want to have no life, no future? Great. Keep it up. Vote Democrat all the way, all across the board. Vote for them all. People are scared. And they're not paranoid scared. They're afraid because they're smart. They can see. They can see the past. And they obviously can see the future. I mean, obviously can see the present because they're living it. They've experienced the past and are living the present, which does make you able to see the future, especially in this case. The future is not good in America. Lots of things need to be changed. Agenda 21, this kind of stuff, the government buying up all this land. No. We need to put a kibosh on that. But we need to fix a lot of things in this country. Or yes, it will snap. It will snap. People will get hurt. I'm trying to avoid this. I don't think we need to go down that road. But unless we change course, that's exactly what is going to happen. How is it not going to happen? Even our own government knows that something's going to happen. They know that they cut down all the food stamps, so they know there's going to be riots in the streets. That's why they bought all the bullets, guns, loaded up. They're loaded for bear, man. They're ready to go. Hunting season is on. State Obamacare exchanges enroll 3% of Target so far, says the report. It's always a report. That's my report. November 11th, President Obama's health care reform has reached only 3% of its enrollment target for 2014 in 12 U.S. states, where new online health insurance marketplaces are mostly working smoothly. So the places that are working smoothly aren't getting anybody but 3%. People are just overwhelmed. overwhelming amount of people that were just flocking into this healthcare system, and, you know, the healthcare.gov, and it blew up. They can't figure it out. Nobody's swarming into this. Nobody's jumping into Obamacare. They don't want it. They never wanted it. Now they really don't want it. And the only people that are signing up are the people that have no choice and they have to, and they're getting it for nothing. All we had to do was spend $5 billion and we could have covered the uninsured and been done with it. But now we spend $1 billion on a website, just a website. Can't get it to work, a website. And now we've been promised it's supposed to work perfectly on November 30th. Is that going to happen? No. No. All reports that I've seen, it was written wrong. So the incompetence comes from the writing of the program. Well, in the writing of the program, doesn't take, you don't have to be an IT expert. You don't have to be a computer engineer. I'm sorry. But if you write something wrong, the program itself is flawed. And you can't repair that. Here's what you do. You start over. Or here's what you actually need to do. You take the program. You take it outside, you pour a bunch of lighter fluid on it, and you set the goddamn thing on fire. That's what you do. And then you go ahead, you go find the bill wherever they got the bill, and you take that and you pour lighter fluid on it, and you set the goddamn thing on fire. That's what you do. We have to scrap the bill immediately before a lot of people are going to be really, really hurt from this. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with people's lives. And these people are, there's going to be millions of people really hurt really bad from this. There's going to be millions of people without insurance. There's millions of people right now without insurance. There's only going to be more. And you know when these people get hurt, something's going to happen. They're going to go bankrupt because they don't have the insurance. We don't need that. You don't need that. If we have a responsible Congress, which we don't, we've got a few guys in Congress that are responsible, I got to say. There's a few people in Congress that are actually responsible people. But the majority of them, no, you're not. You're incompetent boobs. And you are destroying this country because you can't figure out what the hell you're doing, and you're just afraid to admit that you were wrong, and all you want to do is win another goddamn election. There's no integrity in that. Sick and tired of people voting for people like that. Not only is the politicians bad, but it's the idiot people, for Christ's sakes. What is wrong with you? Why would you vote for somebody? You have no idea what you're voting for, except for the television told you that Republicans are bad. They eat children. They rape your sisters. They eat your mothers. They shoot your fathers. They're killers, damn it. They're killers. That's what they are. Well, who's killing who here? All these people uninsured. All these people unemployed. Who's killing who? Huh? The Tea Party? Tea Party killing anybody? Well, not that I know of. How about the NRA? Are they killing anybody? Well, I haven't heard any news. I haven't seen anything. I got a whole bunch of, you know, news right here, you know, websites, and I didn't see anything on that. But this administration is putting, well, how many people did he kill? Well, besides Bin Laden, that he didn't kill, but if Bin Laden was really killed, we'll never know by the SEAL team. Well, they were killed. Yeah, SEAL team. Kill Bin Laden. They're all dead in a helicopter crash. Imagine that. How convenient. Well, we got four people at Benghazi. I mean, it wasn't very much. It's only four. Only one American from Fast and Furious. So that's not very many. Look at all the people that are out of work. People have nothing. You've killed their spirit. You've killed, well, you haven't killed their spirit, but you've killed their livelihood. You can't kill their spirit. But you've killed their livelihood. You've taken away a family who was at a, you know, house, kids, had a job, money. You took it all away from them. And for what? So you can get reelected? They refuse to admit that your signature health care plan is a bust and that you lied? But yet you're concerned? And you're sorry that they got put in this predicament? Or are you sorry that you put them in the predicament? Because you are the one that put them there. No, we need to do a reversal here, man. We need to do a lot of things. We can't have... No. We need much more. I mean, if everything that's going on here now, I've never talked about impeachment, you know, but this is, I mean, more and more. I mean, what more do we need before we start some kind of proceedings where we stop this madness? What do we have to do? What do we have to do to stop this, to put an end to it? Well, we can't impeach. Well, that would be racist because he's black. We can hold some hearings, but they don't go anywhere. They don't do anything. TSA gives the wrong boarding pass to the wrong flyer, and we want these people to carry guns. I'm not going to go into this story. I mean, I'm just sick of it. We've only got a couple of minutes left anyway. But I'd like to know is what – I mean, this is the TSA. This is something – I mean, you should take your job seriously. Obviously, these people aren't paying attention to what the hell they're doing. These are not professionals, which we need professionals in there. For the job that they're doing, we need to have professionals in there. I don't see the TSA being that professional. There might be some professionals in there, and I'm sure there probably are. But when we hear stories like this day after day after day after day after day, of not only the TSA, but any government agency, from top to bottom, it doesn't what, EPA? I mean, any government agency. You see incompetence, 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 incompetence. And it starts from the top. It goes all the way down to the bottom. Now we want to give these people who can't seem to give of the right boarding pass to the right friggin' flyer, we want to give this person a gun? How are they person's going to shoot the right bad guy? Where are they going to shoot the good guy? Can't seem to give a boarding pass to the right person. Now you want to give them a gun. We need responsible government. We don't need more government. And responsible government is limited government. The less government you have, the more prosperous the country is. The more prosperous the private sector is, which is the government. The private sector funds the government. The public sector does not fund the government, regardless of what a liberal will tell you. The private sector funds the government. The private sector funds the public sector. Hello? All right, we've only got a minute left. Anyway, appreciate you all paying attention here today, if you did. Beautiful day. The snow has stopped here in Deer Park, New York, which is a shame. I was kind of hoping for about 6 feet because I love the snow, but we'll have to wait. It's supposed to be cold tomorrow, so we got more global warming coming. I wonder what the polar bears, they like this stuff. I wonder if it's helping them out there a little bit. Because, you know, now according to Al Gore, there's only two of them left, and they were in a zoo. I mean, they were extinct, for God's sakes, the polar bears. Anyway, we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. You want to be a part of the program? Don't forget, 646-716-7978. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.